The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, Megan. This is Nancy. I wanted to tell you that I saw you last night perform Princess Aurora in Sleeping Beauty, and I thought you were just beautiful, so graceful, so elegant, and also technically so perfect. It occurred to me, I just wondered, how do you prepare for a role of that magnitude in terms of the performance? So the day of the performance, what do you do in terms of class? Do you take a full class? Do you wear more than one pair of point shoes in the performance? And how do you work with eating so that you're got a light, empty stomach for the show, but you have enough stamina? So that was my question, and thank you so much.
Thanks for recording in, Nancy. This is a good question, I think, because sometimes you watch a performance, it is live, things can go amazing, or there can be a night where you witness human error. How does this affect that dancer's career? I know a lot of people who have wondered before if we get fined from our paycheck for falling on stage or other kinds of bloopers. That doesn't happen, but I think it's funny to pretend. Luckily, our artistic director and all of our ballet masters were dancers themselves. They know that things happen and that it is sometimes out of your control. We are all human. Usually if something goes wrong, really wrong, the director, and it's a technical error, the director will come backstage and ask you to rehearse the moment again right after the show while you're still tired. Then hopefully the issue can be figured out for the next performance. So, no, this does not usually affect your future chances for roles, etc. The thing is, the ballet masters and our director even, they know our dancing so well, and all of our work behind the scenes is witnessed by them. If there was a real issue with a step, and it never seemed to be consistent in rehearsal, then the dancer might not get another opportunity. We aren't just proving yourself in the performance. You're proving your worth as a dancer in a company by, you know, taking company class well every day and in the regular rehearsals in studio in front of the mirror or in the dress rehearsal on stage with the lights and costume. All of these different moments are important to define your ability to them. And after all of this time, the people in charge of casting know your caliber as a dancer. And so if something happens out of character for you in a show, they of course will not hold that against you. And oftentimes the boss is usually more understanding about things that go wrong than you are, on yourself. You know, we're much harsher judges than probably anyone in charge of us. Dancers are such perfectionists. So no, you aren't judged on certain mishaps in performance, but you are held accountable for your consistency in your dancing as a whole. If there is an issue with a step that happens repeatedly throughout the whole process, from rehearsal to stage, then that will be taken into account when they think of you for a future role, because they are able to make a decision that if it is not ever working in rehearsal, it will probably not work on stage when there is even more pressure. The director and ballet masters need to have faith that you will, for the most part, be able to execute well in performance when the stakes are high. This is a piece of the puzzle that is a test for every dancer. You have to show that you are a gamer under pressure, that they can rely on you for that final winning free throw in the basketball game, for example. You can't make it every time, but you can be the kind of dancer that they can have faith and believe in. And if over time you aren't able to show them consistency, then this might start to affect your career. But mishaps do happen here and there because, after all, we are human, just like everybody else. And gratefully, we are not penalized or punished for these little mistakes. So yes and no is my answer. Over time, if the same issues keep cropping up, then yes, they can determine that your dancing is as such all the time. But little mishaps here and there, gratefully, are forgiven. Thanks for calling in, Nancy. Thanks for tuning in to another week of Ask Megan. We will be back next week with another new episode. Look forward to hearing from more of you next month. Please feel free to record in. They make for the best episodes when I get to hear your voice. Dancers are always so shy, and there is no need to be. And there are no stupid questions. To record a question, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Hope everyone had a wonderful Nutcracker season. Happy holidays.